My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey, blogging friends. Today, we are continuing our series on the manifesto, and we're talking about making sure that you niche down. So if you're new to the podcast, you should know we're walking through 13 principles of the Blogger's Manifesto. So you can check the link below to get the overview episode, a link to that, plus a PDF download of all 13 principles. And we're walking through them all, and we're on number four. So here is number four. We niche down to secure focus, authority, and engagement. By focusing on a specific niche, we harness our expertise to build authority and foster deeper connection with our audience, enhancing both relevance, income, and impact. I should probably fix that because both assumes two, and I just explained three, but let's dive into those. So the first question we ask ourselves with each of these principles is, why is it important? And our principle here kind of identifies that for us right away: focus, authority, and engagement. So when you niche down to a specific area, it allows you to go more in depth, to offer more comprehensive articles about what you're writing about, and it keeps you from straying. Hence the focus. The other thing it does is it helps you establish authority. You become the expert in this niche. You become the person that is easy to be trusted. And so the thing I think about, I don't know why I thought about this today, but we used to watch Rachel Ray's 30-Minute Meals. This is a long time ago, before she was doing all the things she's doing now. And she was absolutely, at the time, the quintessential, you know, good, delicious, quick meal person, even if they just sometimes were longer than 30 minutes. And we still make some of her recipes today. So, you know, at least back then, when if somebody said, well, you know, I need some quick ideas, I mean, it's Rachel Ray that we went to. That's the kind of expert you want to be. That's the kind of trust that you want to establish. And it's, you can't really be an expert in the big things, right? So I have a hyperlocal blog in Atlanta. I am not the expert on travel blogging. I'm not even the expert on family travel blogging. Those are too big. So think about, you know, what you are actually an expert in. The third reason that we do this is because it really does help with engagement and audience connection. If you have a specific audience, if you're talking to specific people, they can recognize that, and it resonates. The information that you share really resonates more deeply than if you're just talking about something in general. And the final thing I'll say is that I believe my experience says that the more you specialize, the higher your opportunity or your financial opportunity. Now, certainly that's not always the case, but I do believe that old adage that the riches are in the niches. And when you do that, or when you niche down, you specialize and your impact grows because of your focus and authority and engagement levels, then that makes you more attractive to brands, more attractive to advertising partners, more attractive to all the people who want to write you a big fat check. Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about when it comes to this potential principle is, how do you put it in practice? So the first thing you want to do is obviously identify your niche. And so what I want you to think about, if you're new to blogging, then this is one of the first steps, if not the first step, that you should take before you ever even look at what WordPress theme you want. But I think most people listening already have an established blog, and you might think, well, I'm just going to skip over this because I already have an itch. But let's put some things to the test. Let's make sure, especially because of Googlegate, friends, God, because of the way Google is behaving right now, it is even more vital that you have a narrowly defined niche. God, it's more important. So even if you are an established blogger, let's check ourselves. Let's go through the process to say, what exactly is my niche? And is it focused? Am I getting engagement? Does it make me the authority? Ask yourself those questions. Now, one of the other things you can do to put this into practice is to begin to look at the problems, concerns, questions that your audience has and make sure you can group them into what we call personas. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next episode, with the next principle. But if this interests you at all, go out there and look for the podcast where I talk about personas. I mean, that is, if you can define your audience's problems in 5 to 7 buckets, ideally 5, not 7, then you're probably narrowed down to where you need to be. If you're having trouble getting 5 to 7, or their problem statements are really general, then that's a clue to you that you need to deep dive more. So if you're curious at all, go listen to those persona episodes, but absolutely come back for the next episode. Now, then you just want to make sure you can tailor your content just for that particular niche. So we talked about the hyperlocal thing and the 30-minute meal thing. I'll tell you another example. Let's say you have a gardening niche, and let's say you're talking about pruning roses. I guess I'm thinking about this now. But in Atlanta, because of the zone, I don't know if you're familiar with gardening or not, but there's zones in gardening based on the temperatures and the freeze dates. And so if you're in Atlanta, you cut back your roses in February. So back when I was living in Atlanta, I said, okay, every Valentine's Day, basically that's your hint to cut back the roses. But here in Denver, you do not want to do that because it's freezing cold in February. And so here it's May. So here the rule of thumb is to cut back rose bushes and do other gardening tasks on Mother's Day. Big difference, right? So that would make a difference in how I answer the question in an article. Now, can I provide the answer for all the zones so that it applies to everybody? Sure, absolutely. But if you think one of your angles is based on where you live, because that's important, like in the South, gosh, it's really important, then you might want to make that into a niche. If you're really specializing in how to grow things with hot weather and lots of humidity and lots of bugs, then you would make it a niche. So that's just another example. So you want to avoid general keyword articles that you may have written in the past. So for example, I'm trying to think, if I write an article, I wrote one on Whitefish, Montana, on the site, and it was about all the things to do in Whitefish, but it was specifically for people who live in Atlanta because that is my niche. So it's for people, Atlanta travelers, hence the name. So I talked about how, the airports and renting a car and all of those kinds of things. I might have left out renting a car, but definitely talk about the airports. And I might say things like, this place kind of reminds me of this place you might know in Atlanta. But you can tell, it certainly would be helpful for other people because they want to know what hikes we went on and where we found the best huckleberries and this hidden lake. But it's written for people in Atlanta, people who live in Georgia. So, you can see that even though that is a general topic, the keyword for it and the angle that I took were very, very specific to my audience. Now, I will tell you that the number one question I get when I talk about this is, how do I know if I've niched down far enough or if I've niched down too far? So what I would suggest is that, number one, you ask yourself, are you or do you have the potential to be the expert? So for example, I'm talking about my hyperlocal travel site. Can I be the expert in travel? No. That's up, you know, Rick Steves and all those other, you know, famous people who who've written books and done all the things for 100 years. That's for them. Am I an expert for family travel? Well, it is kind of true that I was one of the original family travel blogs. But it's grown into such an industry now. I would dare say we are not experts on family travel, especially because we do mostly drive market travel, so road trips. Am I the expert on road trips? Probably not, because I'm not driving across the country most of the time. But am I an expert on where people in Atlanta should go on vacation around them? Yes, absolutely. That's where I live. And I can tell my advertisers, listen, if you want to have folks in Atlanta recognize you as a place to come for either, you know, a day trip, a staycation, a weekend getaway, we're the people to talk to. We're going to help them out. So, make sure that whatever you've picked, that you can, you are, or you can be the expert in that field. And then when you define your audience, again, this, if you're new to me, the idea of personas might be a new concept. But if you do know personas, I would say define your audience. Make sure that you have 5 to 7 personas and only 5 to 7 personas, and that the needs assessment that you've defined for each of those is not too general, that it would flow into, you know, other personas. To see if you're too narrow, what I would suggest is, you know, can you identify at least 100 target keywords for articles, or maybe at least 10 topic clusters that are 2 or 3, you know, hierarchies deep? If you can't do that, if you can't get 100 article ideas for your niche, then it probably is too small. So, you know, I'm trying to think of something really, really narrow. I cannot do a blog on what preschoolers can do in Atlanta. I think that's way too small, and there's not enough keywords to keep that going. So I can back out and say, what can families do in Atlanta for the weekend, or what are there to do for families in and around Atlanta? And that's not too narrow, because I can definitely come up with 100 things for that. The other thing you can do is look at your competition. Now, what I think is interesting is that a lot of people think that they have to keep niching down if they see any kind of competition. And the truth is, a little bit of competition is healthy. It's a way to make sure your niche is viable. I mean, if there was no competition at all, you'd have to kind of ask yourself, am I in the right place? It's like when you show up for a party and you're the first person, and you're like, you're thinking, you know, the first thing you're thinking is, am I here right? And then you see another person and you're like, oh, okay, I know I'm in the right place. It's kind of the same thing when it comes to the competitive landscape. So look at the landscape, see who your competitors are, check out, you know, what their angles are, who their personas are, what their expertise is. And that'll let you know. I mean, if you can write 500 different competitors, then you're probably not niched down enough. The other thing you want to do is make sure that there is a clear path to monetization. So besides ads, you need to know that there are affiliates that work for you. There are products you can create that those people will buy. So make sure, you know, there are brands you can work with. Make sure you've got a clear path to monetization, ideally multiple paths. And then you just want to make sure that it's sustainable over time. I mean, time's going to go on. You're going to want to keep, you know, blogging about the same thing in order to keep your money coming in. Will that continue to work for you? Is your passion there? Is your knowledge there? Those types of things. And like for us, I mean, I'm still passionate about Atlanta. I'm still passionate about the Southeast. I am a Southern girl, but we live in Denver, but it's become sustainable because we built a team of people before we left. So anyway, now the last thing I like to do is talk about your call to action with regard to this principle. And drum roll, please. You need to identify your niche. Now, what I want you to do is think about what your niche is, either what it is now, or challenge yourself. That would be my call to action, truly challenge your current niche. Identify your niche. Identify your unique angle. Identify your competitors. And while you're at it, when it comes to your competitors, look at any gaps in the market that you might have passion and knowledge about so that you can fill those gaps. And then look at the monetization opportunities you have that will help you to know the competitors and the monetization, help you to know that it's viable. And then I want you to create a niche statement. Leslie, what is a niche statement? I'm so glad you asked. Okay, I want you to write a very clear but concise statement that defines your niche, and it needs to encapsulate your focus area, your unique angle, and the audience you want to serve. So you might have the audience in general right now if you don't have your personas defined, or again, if that's a new concept to you, but eventually you'll talk about your audience in general, and then you'll define, as part of this niche statement, you'll define those personas. So I've written three, and I'm going to read them off to you. So I specialize in keto comfort food recipes, focusing on easy to make, budget-friendly meals that appeal to college students living away from home for the first time. My blog provides simple, nutritious, and tasty meal options that cater to the needs of these students. So that's very, very specific. But I don't think there's a lot of people doing it. I do think there's a lot of monetization opportunities there, even though it's very specific for college. So yeah, I think that would be viable. Now, I haven't done the market research, so don't go starting a blog on me, but you get the idea. For gardening, my blog's dedicated to urban gardening in small spaces. That's me right now. Providing innovative solutions for city dwellers who want to grow their own food and beautify their outdoor areas. I offer tips, DIY guides, plant care advice, tailored for apartment balconies, rooftop gardens, and really tiny backyards. Okay, that's very specific, but there's a huge market there. I mean, there are a lot of people you can appeal to, and can you imagine the monetization opportunities there? Can you imagine how little competition there is for that? Maybe I should start another blog. Okay, just kidding. Here's a different angle on the travel blog. Since I'm in hyperlocal, I kind of went international. But I said, I focus on eco-friendly travel in Latin America with guides and tips for travelers who want to explore the region sustainably. My content highlights eco-conscious accommodations, responsible wildlife tours, cultural experiences that support the local community, and adventures that preserve the natural beauty and heritage of the destination. So it's very, very specific. So if you go into Latin America and you want to go to, you know, an adventure park, it's probably not going to be on my blog, if that's my niche statement. So I really encourage you, again, write a niche statement. And so clear, concise, probably no more than two sentences, maybe three if they're short sentences. Encapsulate your focus area, your angle, and your specific audience, the audience that you are on a mission to serve. Make sure that you're using your unique strengths and knowledge as you niche down. Okay, friends, that's number four. I'll see you next time. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.